This horseshoe was not invented by me, any more than any other part of this story, alas, and may still be seen on the table in the passage outside the stage doorkeeper's box when you enter the opera through the court known as the Cour de l'Administration. To return to the evening in question. "It's the ghost," little Jean had cried. An agonizing silence now reigned in the dressing room. Nothing was heard but the hard breathing of the girls. At last, Jean, flinging herself upon the farthest corner of the wall, with every mark of real terror on her face, whispered, "Listen!" Everybody seemed to hear a rustling outside the door. There was no sound of footsteps. It was like light silk sliding over the panel. Then it stopped. Sorelli tried to show more pluck than the others. She went up to the door and, in a quavering voice, asked, "Who's there?" But nobody answered. Then, feeling all eyes upon her, watching her last movement, she made an effort to show courage and said very loudly, "Is there anyone behind the door?" "Oh, yes, yes, of course there is," cried that little dried plum of a Meg Giry, heroically holding Sorelli back by her gauze skirt. "Whatever you do, don't open the door. Oh, Lord, don't open the door." But Sorelli, armed with a dagger that never left her, turned the key and drew back the door, while the ballet girls retreated to the inner dressing room, and Meg Giry sighed, "Mother, mother." Sorelli looked into the passage bravely. It was empty. A gas flame in its glass prison cast a red and suspicious light into the surrounding darkness without succeeding in dispelling it. And the dancer slammed the door again with a deep sigh. "No," she said, "there is no one there." "Still, we saw him," Jean declared, returning with timid little steps to her place beside Sorelli. "He must be somewhere prowling about. I shan't go back to dress. We had better all go down to the foyer together at once for the speech, and we will come up again together." And the child reverently touched the little coral finger ring which she wore as a charm against bad luck, while Sorelli, stealthily, with the tip of her pink right thumbnail, made a St. Andrew's cross on the wooden ring which adorned the fourth finger of her left hand. She said to the little ballet girls, "Come, children, pull yourselves together. I dare say no one has ever seen the ghost."
"Yes, yes, we saw him. We saw him just now," cried the girls. "He had his death's head and his dress coat, just as when he appeared to Joseph Bouquet."
"And Gabrielle saw him too," said Jean. "Only yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, in broad daylight."
"Gabrielle, the chorus master?"
"Why, yes, didn't you know?"
"And he was wearing his dress clothes in broad daylight?"
"Who, Gabrielle?"
"Why, no, the ghost."
"Certainly. Gabrielle told me so himself. That's what he knew him by. Gabrielle was in the stage manager's office. Suddenly the door opened and the Persian entered. You know the Persian has the evil eye."